With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say a gunman shot three people at a food court in downtown Atlanta before then getting shot by a police officer. Police say all four people who were shot, including the gunman, at the Peachtree Center food court are expected to survive. During a news conference, the mayor praised the responding officer who wounded the gunman. He said things could have been much worse. Jurors in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial have found him guilty. His correspondent Julie Walker.
Hunter Biden has been convicted of all three felony charges related to the purchase of a gun in 2018 when prosecutors argued the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Jurors found Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on the application by saying he was not a drug user and illegally having the gun for 11 days. He faces up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Security Council yesterday overwhelmingly approved its first resolution endorsing a ceasefire plan aimed at ending the 8-month war between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Hamas has replied.
We're in receipt of this reply that Hamas delivered to Qatar and to Egypt. And we are evaluating it right now.
The U.S.-sponsored resolution welcomes a ceasefire proposal announced by President Biden. Gas prices once again on the decline around the U.S. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says June is not a big month for demand.
There are still schools in session. There's a lot of traditions in the month of June. July and August are when we tend to see gasoline demand peak.
The AAA Motor Club says the national average for gas prices on Monday stood about $3.44. cents a gallon. This is SRN News. The YMCA goes woke, as Michael Harrington reports.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A $4.2 million award that jurors ordered a Missouri school district to pay a transgender student is under consideration again. The Western District, Missouri Court of Appeals says a judge erred in ordering a new trial in the lawsuit over bathroom and locker room access. The decision sends a case against the Blue Springs School District back to the trial court to determine the reasonableness of the sum jurors awarded back in 2021. This is SRN News. What do you think about President Biden's student loan policies? Americans are split, according to one new poll.
President Biden has made his work on student loan debt a campaign priority, but a new poll finds little support. Only 3 in 10 Americans approve of how Joe Biden has handled the issue, 4 in 10 disapprove, and the rest are neutral or don't know enough to say. That's according to a new survey from the University of Chicago Harris School of Public Policy and the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. The outlook wasn't much better among those with student loans for themselves or their family. 36% approve, while 34% disapprove. About 40% of adults think it's important for the federal government to provide student loan debt relief.
That is correspondent Jennifer King. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning consumers to avoid eating shellfish from Oregon and Washington State because they may be contaminated with toxins that cause what is known as paralytic shellfish poisoning. At least 31 people have been sickened in Oregon so far. More details at SRNnews.com.